when I stopped playing with Gisela, was really difficult for me, and now I'm starting to feel, I can not say the same feeling, but something like that, I mean, but it takes time. If you think I stopped playing with Gisela in 2012, so it takes, and I change a lot, try to find the good feeling, the good one, and I think I found it finally.
I mean, well, it's not that long, 2 years.
How did you get together?
Well, I think I was really impressed with Flavia last year when we actually played against each other in Cincinnati. And that was like a match. It felt like almost like we were playing singles against each other. So, no, it was just like really, it had to happen sooner or later. It's how I felt. And I mean, it was just the timing. It took a little bit longer because she had a partner, I had a partner. And so now it was a perfect time. And I'm very happy. You know, first event already, we made finals. We played against three great teams, made it into the finals. Unfortunately, we didn't win there, but hopefully we're making up for that.
Just 2 points.
when you came back last summer with Daniela and weren't getting the results that you wanted, you took maybe 7 or 8 months before coming back to Indian Wells. Were you training and getting ready then, or were you kind of thinking, you know, I don't need this?
Well, it was a bit both. I mean, obviously, we were always close to actually beat a top team. Like, in the first tournament already, we played really well the first match. Second match, we were up a set and 3-0, and we just let it go. And these moments, you just have to make it. And it didn't happen. It didn't always, like, click perfectly. And I think, like she said, sometimes you have to have the right partner as well who helps in these moments. And the most important thing is you have to be trust and rely on your partner, and that's what I feel with Flavia, that she's there when I'm down, and I'm there when, you know, some things don't always work, don't always click, but we're there for each other.
When you came back, how difficult was it for you to get used to the no-ad scoring, the deuce deciding point?
Well, I was playing team tennis, so it's not like something that unusual, and already I played a mixed when we won with Mahesh in Australia, that was already no-ad. So you have to be ready. But now Grand Slams, it's different anyway, so there's normal counting. You have more time.
A lot of the women left in singles here, you, Flavia, obviously, Makarova, Pong, Irani, have played a lot of doubles here and played doubles well. Do you think that's something that's going to become more a trend again, like Martina, when you were playing, that top singles players do play a lot of doubles at the big tournaments?
What do you think? Now we play more than before? I don't remember really the difference than before, because I always play. I mean, for me, singles and doubles, it's really important. I love to play, and I give them the same 100% all the time. So, but I don't remember before, how was it. Serena and Venus always playing doubles. You play doubles with Kurnikova. And
yeah, it's just the top three. Sometimes, like, Sharapova, Azarenka. But even Azarenka used to play, not anymore.
In the beginning,
Justine, she didn't really play doubles. But
Kim playing doubles also. I mean,
yeah, I think sometimes, I think it's more the depends on the person, personality, whether they prefer practicing, or I prefer playing doubles for sure on the days off. And it's probably more demanding at the regular tournaments, but Grand Slams, it definitely helps, I mean, in my case.
Flavia, which is the feeling of playing with someone like Martina Hingis with you?
It's nice because, like she said, I trust her all the time. I mean, I know I have a good partner with me, and in the bad moment when I don't give everything, she's there, and it's the same for her, so... Of course, in the first match, I was a little bit, I remember in Eastbourne, a little bit like, I don't know what to do, let me see, because we didn't spend so much time. We didn't know each other really well, and then in that tournament, we started to go out for dinner almost every night and talking, and then you starting to know and the person, and I mean, we have fun outside the court. In the court also, so in that moment, we're starting to laugh, it's better. So.
Did you ever have some discussion who is playing on the right side, who is playing the left, or was it me?
Oh, no, that's not a question. Okay. I'm very happy she takes that forehand corner there. So I think it's... That was for 100% sure.
We didn't, where do you play? Backhand, okay. Wherever.
I think I'm much better on the backhand corner than on the forehand. I mean, every time I win on my serve, that forehand cross court, I'm like, yes, okay, almost game is won.
Hey, Martina, one of the biggest stories of this tournament has been Mirjana Lucic-Baroni and her comeback. And I know that you were actually very friendly with her, you know, 16 years ago. Can you talk a little bit? I know she trained with you at some point.
Yeah, she did. Actually, when that was the first semifinals I made here at the US Open, and we trained 10 days prior coming here in Switzerland, and she won the juniors event, and then we teamed up for the Australian Open in doubles, and we won that. So, yeah, I mean, I was watching her definitely. I mean, she struggled through a lot of difficult moments and still playing, still going strong. So I really admire her, Bill, and being able to beat Halep here at this event, it's definitely, she's